presentation, so you can pass it around when you give
individual presentations later, but you're just planning to learn.
And then you hit function F8, it says CRT LCD.
Okay.
So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see the screen will flicker like that, and then you'll wait about a minute. There you go.
Ooh.
And there you have.
Is that okay? I'll move it on. Or
I don't know, that might
I don't
be,
know what it is, but
I think it would be better actually here, sort of.
Okay.
Just
is that alright?
Yeah, that would be good.
This.
We saved it in your
Oh, okay. Right.
Are we free to take notes?
Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want throughout the day.
Look at this yet.
Oh.
I haven't lifted it, but let's just start it off there and we'll see what happens. You all ready? So here's the agenda. Opening acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion. Project aim is a new remote control. It's original, it's trendy,
and it's user friendly.
Project method, functional design, individual work, another meeting, conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting, details design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favourite animal and sum up their favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go first?
So are we supposed to bring the little things for the...
Yeah, let me just click on it. Do you have a belt?
Click them back to
me. Or put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my favourite animal.
Yeah, what's your favourite animal?
Ah.
Is it rude?
An elephant.
That's a very good elephant.
Back end of an elephant.
Oh my gosh. I've never been able to draw that well.
Okay, and you want to write up on there, because you're going to sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Is it?
It's supposed to have a great memory. You say an elephant never forgets.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay. Wonderful, well done. Do you want to use the white... The
okay.
Wipe off. aesthetics designer, do you wanna go next?
Yeah. My favorite, let's see.
Oh.
I don't know if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before. It's a lighter.
A
No.
what?
A combination of a lion and tiger.
Oh,
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
No.
It's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is, and it's pretty much the awesomest. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done.
Great. Me?
Yeah. Miss Marketing.
K. Well, I'll try my best to draw. Can I just draw the face?
Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks.
Which also has like a big fat body and long tail.
Okay, do you want to do some write? Do you want to just write some words about it?
Why? Because cuddly, and usually cats are very friendly. Usually. And they're healing well. They heal. And they can feel when a human's
Wow,
problems, so
they're kind of spiritual.
that's why I like cats.
Well done.
There we are. See?
Okay.
I don't actually have a favorite animal, but for everything else, draw a little. I honestly can't draw off the top of it.
Really?
Facts, no. Let's just bury that. No.
Not a squirrel.
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad, I would say.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, well, if you got it, it's Cool. And because they're cute and stupid.
Very good. Aw.
Right.
Okay. So I guess that was the test to see if this equipment was all working. Next page. Okay, project finance. Setting price €25. If we aim 50 million euros.
Internationally sold.
Yeah. Production costs. Alright, it's got to be.
Alright.
Can't cost any more than £12.50 to make. Sales experience with control. So I talk about who who's used what, any ideas, stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. At 11:15.
So I think before we close, we're expected, and in the last slide, I wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean, if you want to go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean, before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for.
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought this was just giving us instructions for them to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just a preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been, and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one here.
Okay. Right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to be?
Yeah, it's TV remote control.
Okay.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? Want it big? Do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and?
But it seems like there's like this sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, the DVD player or something like that. But at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah. No, that's the other thing, it's just really cheap.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking something that's got different. Like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much, how much do we have to, how much?
It can't be more than 1250 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
Cost.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget or?
Well, at the moment,
this is what we're
doing at the moment, is just saying what we'd like, and then after we've found out what we'd like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
But we have one that comes out. so we have one in. It doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits, and then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out, and then you have another one and slide it out. So
okay.
It slides, and then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's
into
right.
One. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
So you just split them out.
Okay.
Well, have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff, and then on the other side a remote control that would be very very simple with just the channel program plus and minus, and then just the news button, for example. I can keep it really really simple on one side, and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
I'm not
sure. Grandma as well, you know.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote, because it would be very hard to use in the way that you.
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
No, okay.
Or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
That'd be cool. I was thinking.
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe. Oh, we've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay.
Well,
we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual. You know, this stage one was technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next. the functions that were shown, we want that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah.
Be able to operate DVD players.
I think we should also have a backup plan of. I just think that it might be expensive to make something that. I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything. We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control that just that is just for a TV and it's just a really good, nice one.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because I just think, bearing in mind, we had to have something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be.
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic,
yeah.
So it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What will make it interesting for people to buy the.
Well, maybe even something
like
that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for. Touchy buttons for.
Sort of find a niche for our remote, like market it to a certain.
Yeah.
Kind of
just one that looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, no, I think
you're
right.
Light or something.
Yeah, rather than focus on.
Otherwise, we'd be here all day talking about how we do this, let's do that. I think we should.
Because at the end of the day, it says just TV remote. It doesn't say combination.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, everyone, we're, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything in one. But
remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip up thing, because you always had this problem of, like, if it's on this, what I picked. Get 5 or 6 remotes, and they'd be lying on the couch, and you'd come and sit down, and oop, the television switched on, or something. So maybe something that like does have a lid or closes, so you don't accidentally press a button. Or
okay,
like a lock functionality,
like you have an example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But make it like really snazzy and cool. People want it, so make it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be sellable.
Yeah, that's true what you're saying. It doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function, so
mm-hmm.
that it's
yeah.
not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like, they don't flick onto channels and all that, so flick onto.
No quant channel for children. Okay. Alright, so we've got some ideas. We can,
I guess that's.
Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
What does ID, VID, and ME stand
for? Industrial designer. Which is.
Or user conscious. No marketing.
Yeah, there you go. So that's. User interface designer, that's.
That's me.
That's.
Okay.
That's you. So you've got to. There you go, you're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need. Industrial designer, you're the one that, you're going to be working out what kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's, what goes into the box, somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
What the user requires.
Yeah,
you
what?
Kind of
right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does
I
seem
guess.
Like our
you
two responsibilities have.
You two are going to be just, I think, just double,
yeah.
Working together. You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in the remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay, everyone, well done. Good meeting.
Alright, see you in 30 minutes.